Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan as we head into the Menards Film Room. Paul Allen with my radio partner on the Vikings Radio Network, Pete Bursich, a member of the 1998 Vikings. Why we bring that up is because if the Vikings beat the Green Bay Packers tonight, they will have five road wins, meaning their first winning record on the road since 1998. It's hard winning road games.
It really is. It's hard to win alone, let alone being on the road like the Vikings have, and it's a consistency. I think it's a leadership factor. You mentioned 98. That's when the Packers had that long home winning streak. We went in there, upset them big time. I think we threw for over 500 yards. It was a glorious night, probably my favorite as a pro.
One of the more prevalent topics, keeping Aaron Rodgers in the pocket. We're going to see some of that momentarily. He didn't get out of the pocket much in Minneapolis when the Packers beat the Vikings, but when he did, the Vikings paid.
They really did, and you look at what Arizona did. They kept Aaron in the pocket, and we'll see that's where he makes his mistakes.
Film!
All right, Paul, this is a perfect example of what Rodgers can do once he gets out of the pocket. One thing that is interesting is that you're going to see a tight end and the running back are in the backfield for protection. This is an adjustment they did not do against Arizona when they had injuries to both the killer bees on the outside with Bulaga and Bakhtiari. So they keep extra guys in for protection. No blitzers, so they kind of leak through. But what we did is we had our tackle come underneath, allows Rodgers to get out. Now, you don't want him to get out to his throwing side.
No, not this.
And one thing also that you'll see is all it takes is right here, a fraction of a second. And Terrence Newman's played outstanding this whole year. But he looks back right there.
Yep.
His eyes and those horns are looking that way. Meanwhile, the receiver's going that way. And all that does is give him enough space, as you can see right there. And Rodgers, really, on the run, this is what he does so well. That's a 38-yard throw.
Wow.
Right on the money. There are only a handful of people in the world that can do this kind of stuff, but that's how dangerous he can be if you allow him to get outside. Look against the Raiders, the same kind of a situation. Underneath, they're Reggie in the back. You have an extra safety. He's actually covering by rushing, which is a good idea. But you see this pocket. You have this nice U shape to keep Aaron in there.
Hey.
And he's going to want to scramble.
A holding call on a Packer that's not called.
Well, that's...
Imagine that. Sorry.
You look Bakhtiari over here on this side. This is a good pass rush. This is Khalil Mack right here. And he's holding up against them very, very well, dropping the anchor. But Rodgers does this. He steps up. Mack's coming underneath. We've got another guy spinning underneath. Everybody on the Raiders is going this way, and you're going to get Rodgers out that way. So he feels the rush so well, and then able to step up and throw, and should have been a complete pass, but was not. So if you're going to try to bring him down or take a chance, you want to do it away from his throwing arm. Jared Allen over here coming underneath. Again, Bakhtiari doing a nice job. But what he always does, he comes underneath. But look at what 99 does. He comes underneath, he sees Rodgers, and then he goes up and out. Takes a good angle to make him pull up.
Wow.
And when he pump fakes, you don't want to jump or do anything like that because you don't want to bite on any of those types of plays. Now, defensively, five men on the line of scrimmage. You're going to see a ton of that against Adrian. They're going to be wanting to stop Adrian. What the Cardinals were able to do, though, is isolate receivers, get the ball to guys in space, and make tackles. You watch this play right here.
Well, you got three Packers here. This is an easy play.
And you have six. You really have six guys that should be in this frame. One cutback, three misses. Whoop, and then a slide off. If we can find a way to get our running backs in space and make these guys tackle, think about Jerick McKinnon and what he's done over the last couple weeks. You know that he's going to get into this type of an offense. One of the things that Green Bay is good at, you know, on offense, you really got to keep Rodgers in a pocket, but you don't want to not rush. You don't want to balance up too much. It's a risk reward type situation. Defensively, they're going to challenge us. They're going to have five, six, seven guys in the line of scrimmage. The bootlegs, the play actions are going to be important, but I think it's going to be the Jerick McKinnons out of the backfield getting them matched up one-on-one that they're not going to like, and that's how we're going to beat them.